We're going to go over to Newaygo County right now.
Run up to Frankenmuth, Michigan.
But we're going to run down to Birmingham right now, Birmingham, Michigan.
We're up at Northwood University. And
we're going to go over to South Haven, Delaney, Eastern Michigan University.
You'll be hearing us from all over the place, but that's the beauty of this broadcast.
Now, from the studios in downtown Lansing, it's Chris Holman's Business Beat.
Yeah, it certainly is, and we are in our studios if you ever want to pop in here, 617 Seymour. And as you know, we may not be home because we run around the state all over the place looking for business news and information. And we're chasing down to Portage right now to the principal of Kushner & Company and good friend Gary Kushner. Gary, it is good to have you on. How are you doing?
I am great, Chris. Thank you so much for having me.
Listen, you've been great since I've known you. And one of the things you're particularly great at is healthcare and how that manifests itself in corporate settings. And, you know, I guess the best way to open this is to say, Gary, what is the status right now?
Well, great question. You know, the ACA, the Affordable Care Act, was passed into law back in 2010. For the last 7 years, members of Congress have talked about repeal or repeal and replace. And now that there is a Republican in the White House and Republican majorities in the House and Senate, the Congress has actually gotten going on trying to make changes to the ACA. The House recently passed the AHCA, the American Health Care Act, which would make significant changes if it is eventually adopted into law. But they passed that very narrowly on a 217-213 vote just a couple of weeks ago. And now the Senate is going to take its crack at making it to the ACA. And we're just in a wait-and-see mode right now. We are telling employers that as of today, the ACA is still the law, so they still want to be sure to comply with all of the requirements until Congress makes a change and the president signs it into law.
Yeah, and they get a bit of a challenge, I think, in the Senate as well. So that's going to be a kind of a hard-fought battle. But in the meantime, what are some of those limits that are coming up?
Well, so it's interesting. The HSA, Health Savings Account, became very popular over the last now almost 15 years. Not quite, but almost 15 years. They are a type of approach where individuals and employers can contribute to an account that can be used on a tax-free basis for eligible medical expenses at any point. The monies belong to the employee. Even if they leave the employer and go work somewhere else, it's their money. And these are very popular in Washington, especially. The idea being that people will take, they'll do more research, they'll be better healthcare consumers if they are having to spend not an insurance company's money necessarily, but some of their own as well. And this provides the mechanism for them to do it on a very tax-favored basis. Tax-favorable for the employer, they're saving payroll taxes, and it's very tax-favorable for the employee because they save not just payroll taxes, but federal and state income tax on the money that is put aside. Now, the change for next year, just announced by the IRS in the last 10 days, they're required to publish the new numbers, the new indexed numbers for the following year. The amount of contributions that an individual can put in went up from $3,400 a year to $3,450. And the amount that a family, if I'm covering two or more people in my family unit, went up from $6,750 to $6,900 for next year. So those are, you know, nice increases that we like to see.
Yeah. So listen, let me ask you something. Just in your perspective, and speaking from the business point of view, I guess, are we looking at an improvement if the new act gets through Senate or not?
Well, it's a mixed bag, and I don't believe this will happen, but if the Senate were to pass the House bill as written, there are some pluses in there for employers. Two of the big ones would be the elimination of the employer mandate on the pay or play. That affects larger employers, 50 or more employees in their pool, and it pushes the Cadillac tax out 5 more years. Initially, that Cadillac tax was set to take effect next year on high-cost health health plans, and the employer community would have been hit very hard with that because of, frankly, the tax was not devised in a way that is makes good public policy sense. Last year, Congress pushed it out till 2020, and in the House version of the bill, it actually gets pushed out until 2025. So those would be positive impacts. The negative impact, especially for small employers, is that some of the, we'd be returning in some aspects to some pre-ACA negative impacts on small employers. One of the things the ACA gave us was no health status underwriting, no pre-existing conditions, and something called community rating, meaning a business based on the age of their employees. If I have two businesses in different parts of the state, they would be paying the same health care premiums, even if one was a very healthy, you know, had very healthy employees and family members, and one had very sick employees and family members.
Well, I'll tell you what, not easy to sort out. We're glad we have someone like Gary Kushner from Kushner & Company in Portage, Michigan. You're listening to the Michigan Business Beat on the Michigan Business Network. I'm Chris Holman. Stick around. There's a lot ahead.